Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. A parent's worst nightmare has become a reality. A 19-year-old male has died after a tragic traffic collision. This occurred around 8:10 a.m. on Friday, November the 1st, when police officers were dispatched to a two-vehicle road traffic collision involving a truck and a motorcycle near the junction of Harrington Sound Road and Lolly's Wild Road in Smith Parish. It was reported that the truck driver was exiting the driveway of a nearby residence on Lolly's Wild Road when the two vehicles became involved in a collision. Upon arrival, officers were informed that the motorcycle rider, a 19-year-old male, had been transported to the hospital. Officers attended the hospital and were informed that the male had sustained serious injuries and was undergoing surgery. Sadly, the young man succumbed to his injuries during surgery. An investigation into this matter has now commenced, and anyone who may have witnessed this collision or who may have any information or the circumstances involved is asked to call Police Constable Asaf Rollins on 717-2123. You may also call the Maine Police number at 295-0011. This death marks the sixth road fatality in Bermuda this year. In other news, Teen Haven secures 6 months postponement of eviction. Now, this coming from the Royal Gazette, as we followed the story of Teen Haven fighting an eviction from the trustees. It's been brought to attention that the charity has been allowed to remain temporarily at the headquarters in Pembroke. Teen Haven and Teen Services has also been given an assurance of support by the government. This is according to Zena Darrell, a board director of the charity. Ms. Darrell said representatives of the charity had appeared before Magistrate Maria Sofianos in the family court, with Ms. Sofianos agreeing to grant a single 6-month postponement of the eviction. Ms. Darrell said, quote, "We will not be able to go back for more time, and we are told that during the next 6 months, there needs to be dialogue between the parties," end quote. Additionally, with the allotted extra time, they may be able to assist those who are trying to access their services prior to the first notice. Meanwhile, the president of the Azores, Jose Manuel Balerio, visited Bermuda to help celebrate the 175th anniversary of the first arrival of Portuguese immigrants to Bermuda. And in your sports-related news, the Bermuda's cycling team made an outstanding start at the Caribbean Road Cycling Championships in Guyana, winning 4 medals in the first day of competition. Elite men Connor White claimed the gold medal with the fastest overall time of 41:32.52, with Caden Hopkins securing silver just 35 seconds behind. In the Under 23 men's, Nick Narraway earned silver, finishing less than 2 seconds behind Puerto Rico's Christopher Morales and clocking the 5th fastest male time across both the Under 23 and Elite. Elite women, Gabrielle Arnold, took silver, finishing only 5 seconds behind Bernice Paul of Guadeloupe. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.